This is Free Talk Live, and as long as you are sober enough to dial a phone, we will take your call.
That's actually a low threshold.
Actually, you could just have someone else who's more sober dial the phone and then hand it to you. We'll still take your call. 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And Johnson has prepared for us the 11 hypocritical things allegedly that are allegedly hypocritical about libertarians from Salon.com. We haven't even gotten to the first one, so hopefully we'll have a chance to do that here in a few moments. But we'll take your calls first about whatever's on your mind. There's been a lot of discussion about animals and the idea of animal rights and several different kind of facets of that. I don't want to recap it all because it was the bulk of, kind of the bulk of the show so far here. We'll talk to you about, though, whatever happens to be on your mind as we go to the phones and the fun. First up this hour, it is Aaron listening in Kansas. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Welcome, Aaron. What's on your mind?
Sorry to interrupt your hypocritical libertarian discussion, but I was wondering if you guys had heard about the IRS ruling on how they're going to approach Bitcoin.
Why, yes. Yes, we have.
They're going to view it as a property instead of a currency, whereas like FinCEN's still calling it a currency. And how do you guys think that will affect the mainstream adopting it?
I don't know how it's going to affect the mainstream, but I find it a very interesting position where one government agency calls Bitcoin a currency and another government agency calls it a property. I don't really understand how they're going about doing that. I think that the IRS has taken the most reasonable position, but is that going to pressure FinCEN? I don't know if it will.
Can you recap briefly what, Mark, because you weren't here when we first talked about this earlier this week. Can you recap for our listeners maybe what the decision was by the IRS? Do you recall?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Okay, great. The decision by the IRS is essentially that Bitcoin's a property, so when you, like a commodity, when you buy gold, you have an ounce of gold. You don't have a certain amount of money, you have an ounce of gold. Mm-hmm. But you could have bought gold at $1,400 and sold it at $1,700. And say you did this with a large enough amount that you actually made some money. Then you would, if you made some money on the appreciation of a property, then that's a capital gain, and it would be taxed at the capital gains rate of like 15% or whatever.
So I, you know, my response to this is I just don't care. I don't really care what they say. Bitcoin is an amazing currency that is worldwide. It's accepted by all kinds of interesting people for all kinds of interesting things. It's decentralized. It can't be controlled by the state. This is another desperate attempt on the part of the state to attempt to control Bitcoin by telling the Bitcoin users, aha, well, now you've got to fill out all this paperwork, see? And you've got to let us know about all your transactions over this amount of money and this and that. And, you know, it seems ridiculous to me that people will pay any attention and take these people seriously. But Johnson, what do you think about the IRS on Bitcoin?
My question is, what's going to do to the retailers? The people who are accepting Bitcoin, are they going to be somehow, is there some sort of reporting requirements? That's what I'm
saying. Well, the IRS is claiming that there's going to be reporting requirements involved in this.
Reporting requirements when you sell, Ian. So if you accept Bitcoin,
also claim that if you're doing like more than $600 worth of business with Bitcoin, you have to report that.
Well, actually, with trade, you have to report that too. Yeah. I worked for a radio station. We accepted trade from a local barter exchange, and there had to be there were taxes done on that too. So I guess that would be too. Look,
I'm just
going to
say right now. Here's my thing. I'm just going to say right now. I don't understand any of this regulation, so I just don't understand it. Yep. So if the government's out there listening to this particular show, I don't really understand what your requirements are. So
I don't understand.
I haven't really heard about them. I'm kind of hearing about them now, right. but I just don't understand what
I agree.
Saying,
not so. Only do I not understand their regulations, yeah. I couldn't possibly understand them because I'm not trained in legalese. And beyond that, I also don't understand how it is they think I'm obligated to follow their regulations right. That I don't understand. But Aaron, certainly it is a legitimate concern to wonder, you know, what's this going to do? Right now, Bitcoin has fallen off a cliff as far as its price is concerned. It's now below $500. I think we started the show this evening above $500. It's been dropping.
Yeah. Started the week. It's above 6.
Precipitously today. Maybe that has to do with the IRS ruling. Maybe not. You never know what the Bitcoin market is responding to when it's doing things like this. What do you think, Aaron?
This means it's time to buy more Bitcoin.
There you go. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It certainly seems like an opportune time to buy. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Dan in Minnesota. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. Of course, the thing is you never know where it's going to hit its bottom and start going back up. Dan, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, since I talked to you, can you hear me okay, I hope?
Yes. Go ahead.
I live up in northern Minnesota up here, and I live on a lake, and I pay a bunch in taxes and work hard every day. And I, like, shoot ducks and geese out of my hot tub with my girlfriend. And
I hope you wear ear protection.
You're shooting in the hot tub?
Yeah, the wood-fired hot tub.
I hope you're using ear protection.
Haven't.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
No wonder you can't hear us.
All right.
Anyways, and then I fish in my lake, and I eat the fish.
Excellent, sir.
And we
so what else did you want to share?
Time. What's that?
What were your thoughts on the idea of animal rights? Is that what you were calling about?
Well, I have mixed emotions. I've got certain, I mean, certain things I think can be taken and certain things shouldn't, but I live on the country, and I take what I can, you know, deer up here, and we take those, and ducks and geese and everything that we can get up here, and it feeds my family, so.
Very good. Dan, thanks for sharing that. Any other thoughts you want to get out there tonight?
No.
Very good. Enjoy your evening. Sounds like he's enjoying his evening, too. The toll-free number is 855. 450-FREE. Yes. A little sedated.
Yeah, well, this is the difficulty of this whole conversation of when, you know, do animals have rights or not, and then how do we go about respecting those rights? I don't really know the answers to those. It just seems to me that, you know, humans are animals, and we're all just, it's just a continuum of great apes, and if you say that you can't eat humans, then, well, which of the other great apes can't you eat?
It's funny. I think I actually picked up, you know, from Dan's very, it was Dan, right? His very sedate mm-hmm. call where he's, you know, laying back in his hot tub blasting geese and ducks from the hot tub. But, you know, he sounded like he was conflicted because it sounds like, you know, maybe somebody who's living out in the country, you know, maybe he's got a dog that goes and fetches the geese and brings them back to his hot tub for him. And, you know, he wouldn't want to see somebody treating the dog badly, but I think Dan makes the best point, which is if you're going to call in to talk radio, sometimes you want to have notes when you call in so that you can be a little bit more eloquent and kind of stay on.
Nonetheless, I do appreciate the call, and of course you can bring up whatever you want, even if you just want to tell us about your hunting habits. And I have to say, I've never heard of anybody shooting anything from inside a hot tub. It seems like an unusual combination of hobbies.
Well, I mean, if you see something and you're in the hot tub and the gun's nearby,
gun's right there, yeah.
I just had
a thought. Imagine this. I'm imagining this as a tree stand where somebody, because a lot of the times these deer hunters, especially during hunting season, they're out in the frigid cold at like 4 in the morning, 5 yeah. in the morning, and they're out there. Now imagine somebody, one of these guys gets the brilliant idea of setting up a hot tub in a tree.
In a tree.
So you just elevate. You have to build a hot tub and get the water like 20 feet up in the air, 30 feet up in the air.
You have to have a lot of support. Those things are heavy. I mean, even without water in them,
but it's wood fired. How would you do that?
Yeah.
You just set the tree on fire underneath.
Yeah, that's tricky.
Shooting deer from their hot tub tree stand.
All right, so take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. All right, so we still have the 11 allegedly hypocritical things about libertarians. We're going to get into that here in moments. You may also call in about whatever's on your mind. It doesn't have to be hot tubs. It doesn't have to be deer shooting, hunting, animal rights. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Also, you may Skype us. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We continue with more Free Talk Live in moments.
Thank you.
want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything here. Toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Also, join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and let's see, we have all kinds of great features on our website, by the way. We've got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to cam.freetalklive.com, and you can do that all for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And by the way, the cam is now working. halfway on mobile devices.
Oh, mobile devices.
So if you've been trying to watch, there have been people who have sent in some complaints over the last year about our the inability for the cam to work on
Free
mobile
Talk
devices.
Live's lightning-fast customer service.
And and apparently, well, I had to buy a $180 license to stream with AAC content in order to make the stream work. So if you now go to cam.freetalklive.com on your mobile browser, you should be able to watch and listen to the show on your mobile device. However, if you're trying to use the live stream app, it does not work through the app. You have to go through your browser. I'm still trying to work. I'm in the midst of talking with Livestream tech support, trying to figure out why the hell it's not working through their app, but you can go through the browser and watch it.
Right.
So if you go to cam.freetalklive.com, you should be able to watch and listen via your phone. And, of course, you can always listen to our streams via TuneIn or any of your favorite MP3-based players on your smartphone as well. You can access those by going to mlikemobile.freetalklive.com. And once the streams are more confirmed, I'll go ahead and add a stream link to the mobile site as well for those of you to watch who want to watch the show via the cam. You'll be able to do that. Also, blockchain.info. Bitcoin is at an amazingly low price right now. It's in the $400 range, the high 400s at the moment. And maybe it'll keep dropping. Maybe it won't. Either way, if you're ready to make a purchase of Bitcoin.
Is this the beginning of the end for Bitcoin?
It could be. It could drop to zero. There is that possibility. It's very remote, but it's possible, I suppose.
I assume he's a bigwig. Otherwise, CNN wouldn't have reported on this. But some, I think his name, I'll look his name up. I put it up on the webpage. He has said that he is buying Bitcoin now, you know, since the Mt. Gox debacle. He said that if it was holding up after the crash of Mt. Gox, that it was worth investing in, was his opinion. So as a noted investor, Bill Miller.
Blockchain.info is where you can go to get the best online wallet. There's a great Android app as well that makes it easy to interface with. If you don't have an Android phone, you can still use their online wallet through their website at blockchain.info. They've got encryption that makes it so your wallet cannot be accessed by blockchain. They can't get in to find out how much money you have. They can't access your money. Go and get your Bitcoin wallet. It's protected from the FBI and the NSA. You can go to blockchain.info, and they've got all kinds of neat tools there, by the way, to research the blockchain. The blockchain is this thing that is this ledger that is kind of the backbone of the Bitcoin network. They've got all kinds of neat stuff over at blockchain.info, but the most important thing they offer is that free Bitcoin wallet. You can go and get yours right now. And again, blockchain.info. So let's go to the phones and the fun, and still to come, the libertarian hypocrisies, as outlined by Salon.com. Let's go first to Ron in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hey, Ron.
Hey, good evening. I've got a call for, I guess, maybe some advice and maybe some information. But first, I want to say that our hot tub friend, I don't actually think he called in for that purpose. I think he was just wanting to brag a little bit.
It certainly sounded like it.
No problem with that.
But my question is the census that they have going around that my friend has received on her, she received one in her mailbox saying that she needed to call the number and answer a census. And since then, every about 3 or 4 days that she gets a FedEx hung on her gate, and the gate's far enough from the house that you can't just walk up to the house without getting hurt. But she's
got landmines,
alligators.
Well, worse than that. But she's kind of concerned about it because she's done some research, and she said they ask a lot of really just incredibly intrusive questions, like what time do you leave for work?
Is this what they call the American Community Survey or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Yeah. Because for listeners that don't know, obviously the census is something that happens every 10 years, so people may be wondering, well, wait a minute, it's 2014, why is this woman being given a census? This is the thing they do in the other times of the decade. This is the American Community Survey, I believe is what it's called.
And the Chamber of Commerce.
Look, I can't give legal advice, but what I would suggest is that she ignore these things and forget about these people.
That's what she's been doing. She's just been ignoring them. They sent a deal out of fans, like a $100 fine if you don't fill it out, or not fill it out, but you get with the census taker. And if you lie on it, it's a $500 fine. So it's like, if you have your druthers, just don't fill it out. But
And I wouldn't pay the fine either.
Tell her if she fills it out, I'm going to send her a fine. I mean, who are these people, and what is this fine they're handing out? The American Chamber of Commerce, is this a lawmaking body?
American Community Service.
Well, I mean, you know, where do I go to court for this fine? Oh, I'd like to dispute this fine. Who do I go and what judge
you
do
can't.
I go
You can't. You just have to pay it.
Right. Well, this is what the TSA does, too.
Yeah, but she said she would go to jail before she
good
does
for her.
Anything.
And that's really the question is, what the hell are they going to do if she doesn't pay the fine? Are they going to prosecute her over not paying the fine?
Yeah. They don't give that information. It's just that there is a fine. And
they're going to back down. We've had people call about this in the past. I think it was, Bile, I think, was Bile, one of our callers, a blogger online. He had been pushed this American Community Survey in the past, and I believe he successfully ignored it.
Yeah,
so
just kept ignoring it.
It's just one of those things where they're trying to intimidate you into going along with their program, and I would recommend ignoring it. And if they come and they send an agent, have her have a video camera charged up and ready to go.
Yeah.
And then if she wants to talk to them, first of all, she can ignore them. She doesn't have to open the door. But if you open the door with a video camera, it's going
to
make them pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, she won't talk to him. She's Irish. She's not going to talk to him at all. She's not paying a fine, and heaven help them if they take her to jail. It's just a situation where it's getting kind of nerve wracking because she doesn't answer the phone for him. She, she gets the FedExes. She takes them, checks to see if it's something legitimate, and then she throws them away. But I was just trying to ease her mind because I basically told her the same thing. If she just ignores it long enough, in all probability, they'll go on and pester somebody else. Although I would like to have what they spent on FedEx, but I guess they got it from me in the first place, so it doesn't matter.
Ron, good suggestions. I support your suggestions to her, and I thank you for calling and sharing that with us tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Even with the census, I remember they came to my house twice. I brought my video camera out there, and I refused to answer any of their questions. Some people are, their position is, well, I think that I should answer the first question. That's the constitutional thing to do, as though you signed the Constitution, as though you have some obligation to answer their questions.
What if Keith came and asked you the questions personally?
Keith is a local activist who worked actually for the census, right? No, I still wouldn't answer his question.
They came to my house, and I wrote down I asked the same questions to the lady that she asked of me, and I wrote down her answers on a piece of paper. Because I think, I just wanted to show how strange this is.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, okay, and what's your husband's name? Uh-huh. You know, like, it's weird stuff.
I openly refused to answer their questions, and they never did anything to me. We're coming up.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Just dial toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-3733, and join us on Skype. If you have it, you may call in to Skype at username lrn.fm, but you do have to send a contact request first. That's to keep the riffraff away. So send the contact request, and it will be approved. And you can join us on the phones as well, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got all kinds of great features, including our brand new weekly digest email. You can get signed up for that by going to news.freetalklive.com and get on our email list. We send this out on a weekly basis. It's a summary of some of the most popular stories as voted and submitted by you, listeners like you, to our website. It's also got a link to our weekly digest audio file, which is kind of a, not a summary, but a highlights reel, if you will, put together by one of our dedicated listeners, Benjamin Bartholomew, on a weekly basis. He kind of, I guess, takes clips from the show, from the full week's worth of Free Talk Live, and takes it all down into a 75-minute package. So you can get that in your email box weekly, and occasional updates about other things that we find important by signing up for our news updates list. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You may also follow us on Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter for updates during the show, photos and, you know, memes, things like that. So go to news.freetalklive.com. Johnson, we have been teasing it all night long, and finally...
I don't know how far we're going to get, but I do have to say this. You know, to get more than a paragraph, this article is from Salon.com. I warned you guys that it's going to be very negative, very despicable. So you're going to have to hold your angst for more than a sentence at a time for us to get anywhere near this.
I feel like we should just skip the intro
and
jump into the first
hypocrisy. Let's build it up a little bit. You just have to hold the angst in. You're just going to have to hold it a little bit
Zip
until it overflows.
Zip it.
Just hold on to it until it's like, I can't hold on to this anymore. So, okay. They call themselves realists, but they rely on fanciful theories that have never predicted real-world behavior. They claim that selfishness makes things better for everybody, when history shows exactly the opposite is true. They claim that a mythical free market is better at everything than the government is. Yet, when they really need government protection, they're the first to clamor for it. That's no reason not to work with them on areas where they're in agreement with people like me. In fact, the unconventionality of their thought has led libertarians to be among the nation's most forthright and outspoken advocates for civil liberties and against military interventions. Merriam-Webster defines hypocrisy as feigning to be but what one is not, or to believe what one does not. We aren't suggesting that every libertarian is a hypocrite, but there's an easy way to find out.
This is sounding familiar.
The other libertarianism. First, some background. There is a kind of libertarianism that's nothing more or less than a strain of the American psyche, an emotional tendency towards individualism and personal liberty. That's fine and even admirable. We're talking about that other libertarianism, the political philosophy whose avatar is the late writer Ayn Rand. It was once thought that this extreme brand of libertarianism, one that celebrates greed and even brutality, had died.
I can't hold it anymore. Sorry. The Ayn Rand thing, yes, the woman's a great...
She's not even a libertarian.
The great thinker, but she hated libertarianism, and this is the broad brush thing. Go ahead.
Many Rand acolytes had already gone underground, repressing or disavowing the more extreme statements of their youth, and even attempting to blend with more mainstream schools of thought in respectable occupations. There was a good reason for that. Randian libertarianism is an illogical, impractical, inhumane, unpopular set of utopian ravings which lacks internal coherence and has never predicted real-world behavior anywhere. That's why, reasonably enough, the libertarian movement evaporated in the late 20th century and its followers scattered like the wind. Pay to play.
But you know, everything you've ever heard about libertarians is that first, you know, before Ron Paul came along, it was essentially, where did you hear about libertarianism? And the answer was Rand or Heinlein. Right. These were the two answers. Then Brown was another answer. And then Ron Paul has been essentially the biggest answer of them all.
Well, is this straw manning where they set up Ayn Rand and Rand Paul, I guess, is pictured in the article as though these are the bellwethers of libertarianism, and then they proceed to beat on them and claim that they've defeated libertarianism, one of those two people even self-describes as a libertarian?
No, I think that there's some rational points to be addressed, but let's get further so we can get to them.
That is what they're doing here, though, right?
Somewhat. I mean,
they're using Ayn Rand. They're pointing to her and saying she is this... she's all that is libertarian when she herself
somewhat,
did
but
not
that's
like
easy to do for these liberal arguments. I mean, that's what happens with this, is that they get so much wrong that they're throwing straw men and a bunch of other logical fallacies on top of that. But I think
just goes to show they don't know what they're talking about when it comes to libertarianism.
True, but I think that there are some reasonable points that do get addressed here. So, continuing. The libertarian movement has seen a strong resurgence in recent years. There's a simple reason for that. The money. The personal interests of some people who have a lot of it. Once relegated to drug-fueled college dorm bull sessions, political libertarianism suddenly had pretensions of legitimacy. This is revival is a Coke-fueled, not Coke-fueled.
No, K-O-C-H. Yeah, like Coke Brothers.
Right. These are the favorites to make fun of.
Who are also not libertarians, from what I can tell.
I don't know whether that's the case or not. I don't know. I haven't ever had a chance to sit down with Charles or whatever his brother's name is, David Coke, and have a conversation with them, you know, because... they don't have anything to do with Free Talk Live. But, you know, there's liberal money men out there, and there's conservative money men out there. But for some reason or another, the people who are the libertarian money men are the giant boogeymen.
All right, I'm going to skip past this junk about the Koch brothers. It's just them railing on about...
the usual conspiracy.
It's about the rich people to drive it to...
Let's be fair, though, Mark. There's like conservative people who always blame Soros, right? So every side has the rich people that they blame for conspiracies.
Well, what I have to give the credit to for the progressive side here is that they see what's coming. They realize the Republican Party, and I'm a registered Republican and an elected office holder, a Republican. Mm-hmm. The Republican Party is on the way out. It is the party of yesterday.
So they're attacking the upstarts.
They see what's coming. down the pipe. Republicans only have a chance if they get rid of the moral majority crap and they pick up the libertarian petard and they display that. They need to get rid of the whole, the whole bigotry, the whole
moralist stuff. I'd like to move on from this because this is, I mean, we're talking about the straw man and why are we focusing on the straw man? Because that's not the meat of the issue. I mean, let's just move past that because it's not important.
All right.
So I'm skipping past this particular section where they're talking about the Koch brothers because it's pointless.
So we still haven't gotten to the first alleged possibility.
So they said, here's the problem is, and they're talking about this Koch brothers thing, it's only a dream. At no time or place in human history has there been a working libertarian society, blah, 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 blah. The libertarian self-created mythos claims that it's more realistic than other ideologies, which they say is the opposite of the truth. The slope from that contradiction to the deep well of hypocrisy is slippery, steep, and easy to identify. That's where the libertarian hypocrisy test comes in. Let's say we have a libertarian friend and we want to know whether or not he's hypocritical about his beliefs. How would we go about conducting such a test? The best way is to use the tenets of his philosophy to draw up a series of questions to explore his belief system. The Cato Institute's key libertarian concepts mixes universally acceptable bromides like the rule of law and individual rights with principles that are more characteristically libertarian and therefore more fantastical. Since virtually all people support the rule of law and individual rights, it is the other concepts which are uniquely libertarian and form the basis of our first few questions. The Institute cries spontaneous order, for example, as the great insight of libertarian social analysis. Cato defies that principle thusly. Order in a society arises spontaneously out of the actions of thousands or millions of individuals who coordinate their actions with those of others in order to achieve their purposes. To which the discerning reader might be tempted to ask, like, where exactly? Libertarians define spontaneous order in a very narrow way, one that excludes demonstrations like the Arab Spring, elections which install progressive governments, or union movements, to name three examples.
And yet, I think that union movements are absolutely people, I disagree.
People protesting, that's absolutely a market force. People creating unions are absolutely a market force. How much further do we have to go to get to the first alleged hypocrisy?
That's one. That's the first one.
Oh, okay.
That's the
I'm used to hearing number one. All right, so let's get to that. We'll come back here with a little bit more in moments. 855, 453. We'll never get through all 11 of them.
No.
But that's okay. We'll share the article with you on our Facebook, etc. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with Bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at PrivacyLockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and the truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com.
Do you really know how pure your water is? It's taken for granted that bottled water and even home filtered water is pure. But it is not the purest water you can drink. There is only one way to get the purest water, and that's with a new appliance that no healthy kitchen should be without, an H2O Labs countertop home water system. Go to H2OLabs.com to order yours now, and you will be drinking the purest water you've ever had, guaranteed. Go to H2OLabs.com. That's H2OLabs.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring us anything, even these remaining moments, by dialing toll-free to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hopefully we'll get through another one or two of the alleged libertarian hypocrisies, but also we'll take your calls. And you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You know, most people want to get ahead in life, and nearly all of Free Talk Live's listeners would like to persuade more people toward freedom. But did you know that some of the solutions that claim to help you grow actually backfire? The good news is that 70 years of science shows that even the best leaders can get better, but only if they practice in ways that actually work. Now, Dr. Matt Barney, the founder of LeaderAmp, has coached and taught thousands of successful leaders around the world for the last 20 years using the latest science of what works. Dr. Barney has drafted blueprints for a new smartphone application that will measure each person and tailor a customized developmental plan, some of which will be pushed to your smartphone. His vision is to build a community who can access approaches that really work and support each other's development as leaders. Uniquely, it will also allow you to compare your leadership with famous historical leaders like Gandhi or Steve Jobs to help you see that they weren't perfect but overcame their own limitations with practice. Now, the app isn't ready yet. It's being built right now.
But it's going to be a huge step forward in the technology of development. I mean, you know, this is the next big thing, as it were. It's one thing to write books. It's one thing to do seminars. Who's done the app that tests you with a computer to see where you need to get better?
And you can help out. Join the community and help advance an approach to grow freedom lovers' persuasion skills by going to their Indiegogo campaign and pre-ordering by visiting leaderamp.freetalklive.com. You can amp your leadership. That's leaderamp.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to their Indiegogo page so you can help them out and get some perks. Leaderamp.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones and your thoughts. Whit is in Paradise Valley, Arizona. Whit, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Thanks for taking me on, Ian.
Whit, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm not sure what you would call it when you suggest that somebody's not a libertarian because they don't agree with you. But I should like to say I believe in freedom, too, and spreading it throughout the land, of all lands on Earth.
By force, right, Whit?
Sometimes you absolutely have to use force because they're oppressive all over the world. Okay.
But anyway, go ahead with whatever you were calling about tonight.
No, I'm not a libertarian to you, but
No, you're just not a libertarian at all. Because words have meanings. Words have meanings. If you're going to use force, then you're not a libertarian. Because that's the whole meaning of the word libertarian. Is that somebody who does not believe in using force for political or social gain.
Okay, and then the founding fathers were aggressors. And I
praise them
for being such. Just as I know that you said it was sickening. You call my view sickening because...
Yeah, that's right, because you support bombing people.
I defend the bombing of Nagasaki. By the way, how many times did the United States of America drop an atom bomb after August 9th, 1945, even though we have tens and thousands of them, and we have been on aggressive wars that you would call them many since then? And how many times have we dropped an atomic bomb? Not once, sir. But I should like, to, again, the, you said something to this kid, AC, about me having parents or grandparents that I should talk to. Well, my parents were 20 and 24, respectfully, the day Nagasaki was shut down as a munitions town forever, sir. And like them and millions of their fellow Americans were happy with the result and thought that it was a justified use of atomic weaponry, and not just politicians.
Argumentum ad populum. That's where you appeal to popularity to justify your terrible ideas.
Okay, sir, it's easy for you to say in the year of your Lord, 2014, to say that.
Not my Lord.
But again, our Lord, our Creator. It's all the same. And by the
not
way,
mine.
My Republican friend, my fellow Republican friend over there, my fellow Republican, that moral
not a Republican.
Stuff isn't just crap.
Witt doesn't even know who he's talking to.
Witt,
right.
Witt's talking to me.
The
moral majority stuff absolutely is crap, and it's what's ruining the Republican Party, Witt. This whole, our God is better than your God stuff is going to blow the frickin' planet apart. You're a man who advocates for the use of the atom bomb. You advocate for the subjugation of the people in the Middle East. You could care less about them having self-actualization as long as this country gets oil. You're not a libertarian, sir.
You just said a bunch of stuff that I never said, and you're attributing it to me. That's lying. It's called rejection. They're the same thing. You're lying.
All somebody has to do is listen to your calls, Witt, and they'll know
that
you're
a bigot. I've been listening to you. You've called many times, Witt.
The use of, when did I ever advocate the use of atomic weaponry?
You celebrated.
This evening.
Never. No, I defended the second and only second time atomic weapons have ever been used, thank God. About the other stuff, about my God is better than yours, I never said it such a thing. I do believe the same God that created
it's
me
transparent.
Created you and every other fellow human being on Earth, and I never advocated... I've never used the M word in a disparaging sense on your station, although I've been accused of it not only
M-word?
By you, but by some kid named AC.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I have no idea.
You said that I bashed Muslims. I've never bashed Muslims on your station, never. I never used the M word to begin with.
When you advocate...
You agree with the kid that I bashed Muslims. Why can't you first tell the truth, then give your opinion, and stop projecting beliefs onto other people and then tearing them down by making up false... false things about them and then tearing them down, which is...
Do you think the Christian religion is better than the Muslim religion?
I believe Jesus Christ is our Lord. I do not believe Muhammad is Allah's messenger. I do not believe Allah is God. And I can
say that
on this station, thank God. But if I went over in the east of Israel, which you have just suggested were occupying the Middle East, I guess, I can go on Israeli radio and says, Allah is not God and Muhammad is not his messenger. But if I go east of Israel and say that, I'll be dead within the end of the day, for sure. So who's
well, let me ask you this question one more time.
Christianity.
One more time, Witt. Here's the question I want to ask you. You didn't answer it the last time I asked you. I'm going to ask it to you again. Am I responsible to pay for this war machine? It's against my religion. I'm a Quaker. I'm involved in a peace church that's been a peace church for 300 years.
All right, dude. I know what Quakers are. I get it.
Am I responsible for paying for your sick war machine?
You asked and answered your own question. If you call it a war machine, you asked and answered your own question. I'll never be able to convince you otherwise. I know you have your beliefs.
Yes,
to pay your tax.
I've got to pay for the remote control airplanes that Barack Obama and the U.S. military uses to kill people.
They're killing people that want you dead. All Quakers,
that's
all Christians.
Do I have to pay? I don't care whether they want to kill me. I don't care if Muslims want to kill
me. They're the aggressors, not us.
Goodbye, Witt.
Yep.
They are the aggressors. All Muslims are. They want you dead. Well, wait a minute. I had a Muslim in my home recently, and he didn't try to kill me. Is he not a real Muslim in that case?
Maybe he just doesn't know that you don't believe that Allah is God.
It's so clear that... and by the way, I'm part of a church, Shire Free Church, that welcomes Muslims. In fact, that particular Muslim helped us craft the wording on the Shire Free Church website at church.shiresociety.com. So this ridiculous collectivizing the Muslims as though they all have the same viewpoint, they're all just a bunch of murderers, and everybody that's being killed by the military, they're all bad people. You want to talk about pretty clear that he doesn't like Muslims.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's transparent. Let's at least, that's what I...
If you're going to be a bigot, just go ahead and admit it.
I'll admit it. I don't like Muslims. I don't like Christians either.
Well, that's not very nice.
No, it's not. It's really not. But you know what?
Have you met Davy Barker? He's a really nice guy.
I sure have. I've also met a ton of Christians, and I don't. It's not. It's
you don't
not
like them all.
It's not the people. It's the beliefs that I don't like.
And because it sounds like you met the people.
Sure. And there are tons of people that hold beliefs that I don't like.
That's a more accurate statement.
Sure.
That you don't like the beliefs, not the human being.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. Let's go and continue here. Oh, no. The person dropped off.
I was going to say, the more that that belief defines that person, though, the less I would like that person, generally.
Yeah, you know what I dislike is people who advocate killing innocent people.
What I dislike about Whit is he calls late in the show. If you want to bring up a big topic, don't do it in the last segment.
Well, you know, we don't know why Whit calls late in the show, but he does tend to do either the second to last or the last segment. There was a night previous where he called second to last segment, but there were other calls who were holding prior to him, so he didn't get into the last segment.
He's busy listening to the Andy Dean show.
Mark, are you inviting Whit to call earlier in the show?
That'd be nice.
I guess. I don't find Whit's calls to be very nice at all or desirable, but... You know, it is good conflict, I suppose, for the radio. We'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime. And if you want to have a more detailed conversation,
at this point, it's like,
call earlier.
You've called me names. Like, he calls in with this ongoing thing. I'd like him to call in with an issue.
Yeah.
This is what I want to discuss, and I want to go back and forth on it. I'd also like to have the back and forth rather than the sort of interrupting thing that goes on both sides.
Mm.
And
It does tend to go on and on and on.
Well, right. I mean, I wish the ideas were delivered in short clips.
See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Meowbit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. Meowbit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, Meowbit. Go to meowbit.com. That's meowbit.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at weusecoins.com. That's weusecoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.